This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin said the gunmen who carried out the deadly concert hall attack in Moscow suburb last week were radical Islamists. Speaking in a meeting with government officials, Putin said the killings were carried out by extremists. Putin, who said over the weekend the four attackers were arrested while trying to escape to Ukraine, didn't mention the affiliate of the Islamic State group that has claimed responsibility for the attack. He again refrained from mentioning ISIS or IS in his remarks Monday. He also stopped short of saying who ordered the attack. Ukraine denies having any role in the attack, a position supported by the U.S. and France. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Balkan leaders at the State Department on Monday to talk about Ukraine and Russia.
People around the world and countries around the world deserve to chart their own futures, not have some other power try to do it for them.
Blinken met with foreign ministers from Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, with the conflict stretching into year three. Anti-establishment candidate Basaru Diomaye Faye was on Monday set to become the youngest president in Senegal's history after his rival conceded the race, triggering a political earthquake in the West African nation. It marks a stunning victory for the 44-year-old, who was only freed from prison 10 days before Sunday's election, whose results are not yet official. It's the first time in 12 presidential votes held under universal suffrage since Senegal gained independence from France in 1960 that an opposition candidate has won in the first round of voting. His main opponent from the governing coalition has recognized Faye's win.